Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 188 today on the 9th day of August, the 17th day of Av. I hope you all are well in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Ekev. We have the second paragraph of Shema. So the second paragraph of Shema, as we know, is very different than the first paragraph of Shema. The first paragraph of Shema deals with the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, of loving God, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol ma'odecha, and the degree to which we're expected to love God. But the second paragraph is known as the paragraph, maybe some people know it as the meteorological paragraph. It's the paragraph of fear, not of love, but of fear. And of course, love comes first, but this comes second. And so it says there, if we listen to the mitzvah, we're going to have rain in its proper time, and all will be good. Your animals are going to be able to eat, you're going to be able to eat, things are going to be fantastic. But if things don't work out so well, if things don't work out so well, and you're not doing the mitzvahs, there won't be rain, and the land will not give its produce, and you will be surely, quickly, speedily lost from the land, the good land that Hashem has given to you. And you shall place these words on your hearts, on your souls, and you should tie them as a sign on your hands, and also, of course, as frontlets between your eyes, and then teach them to your children, to speak them at home and on the way, when they go to sleep, when they wake up, and then write them on the mezuzos. So we know this. This is well-known. This is the Shema, second paragraph. Now here's the last paragraph, and that's the last verse, and that's what's important. So that you spend a lot of time here on Eretz Yisrael. Asher nishma Hashem la'avoseichem, you spend time on the land that God commanded, swore that he would give to your forefathers. So you shall be there eternally. So that, you know, you keep the mitzvah so you could stay in Eretz Yisrael. Great. Great, 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 great news. So now, what's the connection between the beginning of the paragraph, or I should say the middle of this end part, if you don't do the mitzvahs, you will surely be lost, and then it discusses these mitzvahs that we're supposed to do instead, we're supposed to keep them on our minds and teach them to our children, keeping them on the mezuzahs. What's going on over here? So the Ibn Ezra, for example, says, you have to remember that you should do these mitzvahs. Why do these mitzvahs? So you keep these ideas on your mind. Why should you keep these ideas on your mind? So that you not have to va'avadatem mehera. Okay? Now, the sequence of the psukim isn't so precise. Va'avadatem mehera is not coming before you shall place v'samtem mistavarei ela alavavchem. Rather, va'avadatem mehera is just, that's the result of not doing mitzvahs. It happens to be, you should also v'samtem mistavarei ela alavavchem. You should also put these things on your mind and on your heart. The Sifri understands that this is actually sequential. And so, the avadatem mehera, when you are lost, then the Torah is telling you, v'santem estevarei ela, put them on your mezuzos, put them on your tefillin, etc. What is that supposed to mean? So the Sifri says as follows. It says, when I exile you, min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, hayu mitzuyanim b'mitzos, k'shetachzeru lo yi'a aleichem chadashim. That when you are, unfortunately, v'avadetem mehera, when you are lost and exiled from the land, you should do the mitzvos in chutz la'aretz, after you're exiled, so that they not be upon you as new. What does that mean? So, Mashal the Melech Basar Adam. So, the Sifri offers a parable. It says you have a king who, it's always a king, right? You have a king who, flesh and blood, who gets mad at his wife and throws her out. And you can see this obviously going both ways. And he says to her, having Mukuteshes Betach Shiteich, she should be adorned with her jewelry, her crown jewels, so that when you're brought back into the palace, they won't feel as new. So too God said to the Jewish people, you should also be doing the mitzvahs, so that when you come back, they shouldn't be new. And that's what the pasuk is referring to, which is pretty amazing. It's saying that when you go v'avadetem mehera, you should do these mitzvos of tefillin, you should do these mitzvos of mezuzah, so that when you come back, you'll know how to do them. Come back to Eretz Yisrael, that is. So really, the implication is, as Rashi explicitly says, Rashi says, afla achar shetiglu have a mitzvah mitzvos. The point over here in this sequence is v'avadetem mehera, you're going to lose the land of Eretz Yisrael, God forbid, but when you do, make sure you continue to do these mitzvos and be recognizable with these mitzvos, henichu tefillin, asu mezuzos, placed tefillin, and put up mezuzos. Why? So that they not feel new when you come back. Now that's amazing. What that kind of means is when we do mitzvos and chutz la'aretz, we're not supposed to be doing mitzvos and chutz la'aretz for the sake of the mitzvos, but what Rashi seems to be saying is we do the mitzvos for the sake of doing mitzvos so that we're doing good practices so we can practice to get it done when it's relevant again when we're in Eretz Yisrael. It kind of devalues the whole idea of doing mitzvos and chutz la'aretz. What's this all about? So indeed, this is a big problem. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, we know that there's mitzvos hatzlius beguf, mitzvos hatzlius ba'aretz, mitzvos that depend on the body, wherever a person is, versus mitzvos that depend on where you are. And so mitzvos hatzlius ba'aretz, things that depend on the land, or agricultural mitzvos like truma and maaser, things like that. And we have mitzvos hatzlius beguf, things that we have to do as people wherever in the world we are. And those are things like tefillin and mezuzah. So how can they really be subject to performance only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz? What is Rashi saying? How could the Sefri understand this way? So the Divrei Elio, the Gra of Vilna Gaon, says everybody's making a big mistake over here. You're reading Rashi wrong, because you're right. This premise is impossible. It's impossible to say that you don't really have an obligation to do the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. Rather, he says, V'yeshlem eshatos hamatikim. Somebody copied this Rashi wrong. There were Rashi Tevos. There was an acronym over here. It says, Hey Tuf Ayin Mem. And so somebody thought that that meant hanichu tefillin, asu mezuzos, place tefillin and make mezuzos. That's not what it said. It really was hefrishu trumos and asay masros. Separate truma and make maser. Truma is the gift you give to the kohen from your agricultural produce. That's something that is really only in Eretz Yisrael. Maser is the tithe that you give over to the Levium, and that's also something in Eretz Yisrael. So what Rashi is saying over here is that you're going to be lost in the land, and you're going to do truma, and you're going to do maser in Chutz La'aretz, and there is an idea that you do in list in places close to Eretz Yisrael. They did truma and maser as well to remember what it was like when we were in Eretz Yisrael. This never really developed into something which we practice nowadays in Chutz La'aretz, but okay, yeah, that was the idea. The idea is to remember what you do in Eretz Yisrael by doing it in Chutz La'aretz after you get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gra says that this is really all a mistake. It's all a mistake. It really didn't mean tefillin and mezuzahs. It was referring to truma and maser. The Ksav v'HaKabbalah of Tzvi Yehuda Mecklenburg, he writes similarly, he says it was also tuf vav mem, which just meant, instead of tefillin and mezuzos, he meant trumos u'maisros. Same thing, that there was just a mistake, and this Rashi is copied wrong, and Rashi is not saying that when we put on tefillin every morning, we put on mezuzos on our door, he's not saying that this is actually not something we're obligated to do. But that's not so helpful, being that the Ramban quotes Rashi as is, where it's referring to tefillin and mezuzah, and the Ramban has no problem with it. He says, v'yesh, bo b'medrash hazeh sod amuk ukvar ramazdi mimenu. It's a deep idea about mitzvah performance in Israel versus mitzvah performance in Chutz La'aretz. He completely buys into this idea. He quotes Rashi as is. And so whether or not Rashi said it, and maybe it was a copyist error in Rashi, there is no question that the Ramban believed that Rashi said it, and therefore we have to answer for it. Rabbi Nebachia as well, one of the Rishonim, says, he quotes Rashi as is, and he explains, he has this difficult to understand line. He says, "Lamdunu chachamim, our rabbis taught, she'ein ikar asiyasan, the main performance of mitzvos, ella be'eretz hakdosha, is only in the Holy Land." And that's really a powerful, powerful statement about the mitzvos that we do here in Chutz La'aretz. But Rabbi Nebachi agreed, Ramban agreed, and although some wanted to say that Rashi never really said it, these Rishonim for sure said it. And this is how they understood Rashi as well. The Maharal, and there are a few different explanations here about this, says, I'm going to explain and perhaps share with you the idea that Maharal says as follows. The reason this is so significant, he says, when it comes to mezuzahs and tefillin, I would think, this is why it's so important, I would think that in Chutz La'aretz, I don't have to do these two mitzvahs. Why specifically mezuzah and tefillin? He says, because mezuzah depends on settling down. I have to buy a home, right? And so generally we buy a home, and I got to put a mezuzah on the home. Tefillin, I have to have actual peace of mind. I can't have hesach hadas. I can't have an interrupted concentration. And so one would think, says the Maharal, that I, in Chutz La'aretz, don't have the head or should not be settling down. I shouldn't be buying houses. I shouldn't be getting involved in being obligated in a mezuzah. One would think, maybe I can't put on tefillin because I don't have the head for it. I'm in gullus. I'm so busy with all of the things that exile brings with it. And so he says, no. Put yourself in a situation where you are chayiv. Put your tefillin on and focus. Try to focus your attention. Go buy homes. Settle in chutz la'aretz so that you will be able to do the mitzvos as real obligations, so that when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll know what the mitzvos are and you'll be able to do them. And so that's Ligur Arya's interpretation, but it leads to a fascinating discussion about whether or not what we're doing over here in chutz la'aretz is of the same meaning as in Eretz Yisrael.